I have a question for the older brothers. Well, older brethren, per se. With regards to marriage and that line of things, right? When you compare, like, say, modern day relationships and how the process of finding a wife are building up to having a wife is in comparison to how it is in the Bible. Where you see, for example, Jacob going to the well, and he meets Rebecca, and, you know, they get married, and it's a similar kind of setting for the other persons who are in the Bible. But nowadays, it's a process where you meet someone, you know, you start, say, you're in a relationship, you start dating, etc., etc., and it's like a build-up. Since in the Bible, there you don't get a sense of there being, like, dating and all that stuff, does that mean there should be less stress on the dating aspect of things now? It is nowadays, since it doesn't seem to have been stressed in the Bible.
Good question.
And he said it's for the older brothers, so go ahead.
So early, you're not old yet.
Oh, my apologies for the brothers.
I think it's a very good question, and it's a very important question, because we are living in a world that have its own definition, its own ways of doing anything you want. You see it around you, how people get to know people, how people build a relationship with people, and they have the ways of the world. And I think the Word of God gives us a very good instruction in regard to this matter, because the matter of marriage is a very important and vital marriage. It is. Look, if you buy a car and there's something wrong with it, you could put it in the junkyard. If you got the wrong wife, you're not going to be able to put it in the junkyard. Or wrong husband. It's a very vital thing. It's a very important thing. In the world today, it's a disposable world. Oh, well, you know. It's not so with the people of God. Not so according to the Word of God. That's why it's very, very important for a person to be living a life that is in subjection to the Word of God. Because that's going to apply for every aspect of your life, not only marriage. You are not going to start, and we heard the term yesterday, well, I'm looking for a wife, let me turn the spirituality button on. Now I'm going to be a spiritual man. It doesn't work this way. You need to be a spiritual man at school. And a spiritual man is a man that's really led by the Spirit of God. It's not like somebody who's, I don't know, weird or anything. No, a person that really reads the Word of God, follows the instruction of the Word of God, play sports, say jokes, have fun, you know. A normal person. Have interaction with people, but really instructed with the Word of God. And everyone have a different personality. Some people are forward people. Some people are quiet people. Jacob actually was a quiet type. Esau was a forward person. So don't feel bad if you're the type of a person who is quiet. It's okay. But here, Jacob, you could find also that he has skills, and we have heard he could carry a conversation. Try to carry a conversation with somebody. Now, come to the matter of finding a wife. It is a matter of prayer. This is just important for you. You need to pray that the Lord will provide you the right husband, the right wife. You need to pray. That's a very important thing. And being in the spirit of prayer, depending on the Word of God, you must find a person. There are really very basic things. The first one, the person must be a believer. He must be a believer. There's no two question about that. Be ye not. Come on, I want to hear the verse. An equally yoked with. That's just clear what the Word of God is saying. There's no interpretation. There's no technicality. The Greek word means this. It just means do not get hooked with an unbeliever. There are two ways about it. So that's the first thing. So the first thing is the person must be a believer. The second thing is the person must be somehow you will be able to communicate with the person, to talk with the person, to have a person as a friend that you could communicate with him. Now, for men, it is a matter of a look. I'm going to speak very bluntly here because we're adult, we're mature, and you know what I'm talking about. So I want you to hear it from me, not to hear it from your friends or from somebody that doesn't know what he's talking about. So you look, and you get attracted. That's fine. That's just the way God made us. But that's not the only thing. So a person must be a believer. A person must be attractive to you. Now, I could see that back row is awake, and they are smiling, and they are looking at me. I think we're going to have the rest of the conference talking about that. You must be attracted to a person. But that's not the only thing. The person must be have very common thing with you. You must be able to communicate with the person. They should not be just exactly everything you are, because otherwise that would be very boring. They will be different because it's a helpmeet. You need somebody to kind of balance you, because you might have some strengths and they have some strengths, and you have weaknesses and they have weaknesses. So all of these things come. The Lord made you. He knows exactly what you need. And He is able in the right time to provide for you. So you need to pray for that matter. Just like you pray that the Lord will guide you to the right college, to the right career, you need to pray that the Lord will guide you to that person. The person must be saved, must love the Lord Jesus, must really have appreciation to the truth of the Word of God. Because there is a lot of Christians that are saved. Every Christian should be saved. A lot of people that are saved. But you might not really see the Scripture the way you see it. And that's very, very important. Because they're going to pull you in the maybe in the wrong direction. So you need to have somebody that sees the same thing. Drink from the same well. Drink from the same water. Appreciate the way we gather. Appreciate the Word of God. Appreciate the assembly principle. Somebody that appreciates that. Otherwise there will be a conflict. And then somebody that you are attracted to. So you would not look at somebody else. And somebody that could be a soulmate. A person that you could communicate with. That you could talk with. And Spruce Lake is a good place to start practicing that. And what I mean is that by praying first. Did that a little bit help in answering your question?
How about with regards to the dating aspect of it? Is that significant?